We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I'm going to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, where we read, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." You know, one of the glorious truths of the Christian faith is that we are all one in Jesus Christ. We're all one body if we are members of His body. Now, that's the key. You've got to be a member of His body in order to be a part of that one body. And it is important for us to keep in mind that we are also made to drink of one Spirit. Not many spirits, but one Spirit. That's why the Bible tells us so clearly in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, "Try the spirits, whether they be of the one God." Try the spirits. So we have one Father, we have one Son, and we have one Spirit, and we are joined together in one body. And that means that we have a responsibility in that one body, and that is to do our job, be responsible. You know, the human body has lots of parts that are going. My ears are not cooperating very well. That's why I have to have hearing aids. You know, I used to be able to hear years ago, and now whenever I pull these things out, there's silence. I can sleep. I don't have to worry about interruptions and so forth like that. But when I put them back in, I have to pretend like I'm listening. And that's what the ears are supposed to do, right? They're supposed to hear. Your hands are supposed to cooperate. And we do such intricate things all the time, and we don't even think about it. All the different sophisticated movements of the hands and fingers to do something just like brush your teeth or to sign your name on a document. And all those have to function together in order to accomplish one task. Well, that means that you and I need to be functioning in the body according to how God wants us to do. Now, how do I know how to do that? Well, I've been given the Word of God, amen? God's given me His Word and has told me how I do that, how I submit myself to God, how I submit myself to the working of the Holy Spirit and to be able to understand His Word and to put it in practice. And that takes work. It takes work for us to do that. And so rejoice in the knowledge that we are one body. We are joined together in Christ Jesus. But also know that that involves hard work. We're expected to function within that body according to God's plan, so that we're not off doing something we ought not to be doing, but rather we're found faithful in the cause of Jesus Christ. God bless His preaching of the Word of God today as we join around this book, so that we can know what it means to be one in Jesus Christ.